Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. After giving the world Alvin Purple, Dame Edna, and Luke Ford, you just knew this was going to happen someday. Over the weekend, the Australian Electoral Commission approved the registration of the Australian Sex Party. Fiona Patten, the party's main spokeswoman and likely presidential candidate, told the Sydney Morning Herald one of the reasons for establishing the party was to provide a positive platform for sexual issues amongst the negative notions of sex that most politicians and political parties have. Among their initial concerns are same-sex marriage in Australia, they're for it, sex education in Australian schools, they're for it, and censorship of sexual material in the mass media, including the internet. For the most part, they're against it. WPLG-TV in Miami, Florida, the ABC affiliate there, has fired openly gay news anchor Charles Perez after he filed a discrimination complaint with Miami's Equal Opportunity Board against the station. The initial complaint said that WPLG demoted Perez from a weekday anchorman position to one on weekends after a nasty and public split from his ex-partner. Now Perez will add a retaliation charge to the complaint. For its part, WPLG station vice president and news director Bill Pahovey issued a statement saying, "As a gay man myself, I can safely say the station does not discriminate against gay people." An internal report of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission says the commission agents who participated in that violent raid on the Rainbow Lounge in Fort Worth on the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, June the 28th, did not have official approval to make the raid in the first place. The Dallas News reports that the agents had instead been assigned to supervise a motocross event at the Fort Worth Stockyards. The TABC internal investigation is still going on, and the Fort Worth City Council has passed a resolution asking the Dallas United States Attorney's Office to investigate the incident as well. Protesters of the shooting at an Israeli lesbian gay trans youth center last weekend were physically attacked this weekend as they were posting protest signs in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem. The Advocate says the protesters, themselves teenagers, and an army radio reporter went to the Mea Shearim area to raise awareness about the shooting at a Tel Aviv gay youth center that killed a counselor and a young woman and injured at least 10 more on the 1st of August. Apparently, the residents of the neighborhood felt as if they were being blamed for the shooting. And obituaries over the weekend include one for Beverly Roberts, the Warner Brothers actor of the 1930s, co-starred with Humphrey Bogart in Two Against the World and China Clipper, and Errol Flynn in The Perfect Specimen. Laguna Niguel, California, natural causes at 95. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.